There are many reasons why one may need the ability to wink with both eyes. Maybe you're a batting coach providing complicated directions. Maybe you're in a classic Phantom of the Opera situation and you need to wordlessly convey your flirtatious intentions. Or maybe you just want to be better than Rihanna in one very specific way. No matter the reason, winking is an important life skill, and one that can be learned if you don't mind looking silly. This Bagel Bite, Grace is teaching you how to work on your winking, what a wink means around the world, ways to identify your dominant eye, and more.
They said that we'd grow out of it. Well, the joke's on them, that's just our brains. We're eccentric, loud, and stubborn. And most of our clothing is covered in stains. It's not a deficit of attention. There's just too much to think about. So if executive dysfunction becomes a little too much, if you forgot why you came in this room, or you're hypersensitive to touch, then put on your seamless socks and come join our little flock. Bitches stimming together, we're weirds of a feather. Weirds of a feather.
Ah!
Caw-caw!
Those beatboxing lessons have really paid off.
Do you feel inspired to dance?
I can tell how hard you've been working.
I've really been working hard.
With your professor.
With my professor beatbox.
Yeah. Love that guy.
All right. Yeah. Welcome to Weirds of a Feather, an ADHD adjacent podcast. I'm your host, Grace Bure.
And I'm your host, Kristen Stanhope.
And we're in it. This is a Bagel Bite. And I've got a warm-up question for you.
My mouth is just full enough for a Bagel Bite.
Oh, yeah.
I hope yours is too.
Yeah.
Just full enough.
There's room.
There's room for more.
Yeah.
But that's why we're doing a Bagel Bite.
Not too much.
All right. Hit me with that warm-up question.
All right.
Get me warm.
This is a question that I also don't know my answer to.
Okay.
But I was just thinking about it. Would you rather dance in front of a room full of strangers for 5 minutes or sing?
Dance.
Would you?
No brainer.
Dance?
Yeah.
You're just going to like do a dance?
I could do a dance.
Would you?
Yeah. I'm a terrible singer.
Yeah.
So dance is the default.
Okay. All right. What if for both scenarios, there's no background music?
It doesn't need to be background
just
music.
Silent,
I can
silent
I do
dance?
That anyway. I'm just...
But would you do it in front of a room full of strangers all sitting in chairs quietly watching you up on a stage?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd be fine with that?
I mean, I wouldn't be fine, but I could do it better than singing.
What would you do for your dance?
It would probably be very, like, Napoleon Dynamite-esque.
Mm.
But in my head, it would be great. And then in person, it would probably be terrible. But I get a song up in the old noodle here, and then I just dance it out.
And you wouldn't feel embarrassed?
Oh, no, I'd be very embarrassed for
okay,
both. Yeah,
good.
Yeah. No,
right.
It wouldn't be a great situation, but if I had to choose, it'd be dance.
I think I'd go with sing.
Really?
Yeah, I think
really?
I'd rather sing.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but I used to be a dancer.
Yeah, that's
up
true.
Up until sixth grade.
Yeah.
When I found out what sports were.
Mm.
Like, wow, this is a better option for me.
I guess that's true. You do have a history of being confident.
I have a long background of
yeah.
tap and ballet.
Yeah.
And a little bit of jazz.
So you're comfortable dancing in front of
people. I wouldn't say comfortable.
Well,
no, I would not
say
that.
You could do it.
I could do it. It would doable, yes. Comfortable, no.
I do everything to not have to dance in front of anyone.
I'm...
Including myself.
A terrible dancer, but even worse at singing.
Hmm, interesting. See, I think I'm a better singer than I am a dancer.
You have a lovely voice.
Which isn't saying a lot.
It's like the best of the two worst options.
Exactly.
Yeah, could I just stand up there with my hands in my pockets? See,
and sing?
And just be awkward? No, just stand there in silence?
No, you have to do something. You got to either dance or sing.
Yeah, I'm dancing.
I feel like I could like... sing a silly song.
You could dance. You could do the, you got to bleep out his name. But
oh, yeah, or you shuffle your
feet. Yeah, you
shuffle
just shuffle your
feet.
You just kind of point a toe or two.
I feel so uncomfortable doing that. I'd rather just sing. I mean, I sing on this podcast.
Yeah, we sing all the time.
And
but
it's bad, and I'm fine doing that. You know?
I would dance.
There's a reason why I don't have a dancing TikTok. I mean, there's many reasons. But that's one of them.
You're like, doing all the TikTok dances.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Yeah, no. I could
Very
dance.
Jerky.
It wouldn't be good. But it'd be better than singing. I think if I sang, people's glasses would start to crack.
Yeah.
Dogs would come in and start howling.
I mean, you could sing a silly song. You wouldn't have to go for like a Whitney Houston cover, you know? It could be any song you wanted.
But same with dancing. You don't have to, you know, this isn't Swan Lake,
I'd probably sing like a Backstreet Boys song or like something that really gets the crowd going.
I don't even like karaoke. Can't do it.
I don't mind karaoke. When I'm drunk, I will do karaoke.
Christopher has been begging me to go to karaoke, and it's probably like the thing I want to do the least.
Yeah.
Besides murder.
Mm.
I don't want to murder.
Murder and then karaoke.
Yes. Exactly.
In that order.
Yeah, in that order.
Yeah, I'm fine with karaoke, whereas like a karaoke version of dance makes me want to die. That sounds like my
karaoke dance. Yeah. No,
I'd get up and like do a little pop and lock.
It wouldn't be great.
You could just sing like Mambo Number 5 or something. Who Let the Dogs Out?
I would rip off my skin before I did that.
Wow.
I couldn't do it.
I wasn't expecting that you would have such a quick answer and that you would be so passionate.
It's a no-brainer. I am not a singer.
You sing on this podcast.
I think it's different. These are jingles.
Yeah, but you could sing a jingle.
And it's just
you. You're allowed
to
sing whatever you want. It's not just me. Other people hear this.
I mean,
but you don't have to think about it.
I don't have to look at them.
Yeah, you don't have to watch their faces reacting.
Yeah, and just horror.
That's true.
They're like itching their ears. It's like, it's bleeding.
I guess you could close your eyes and sing. Turn backwards and sing.
Yeah, but you're still on a stage.
Yeah. I don't want to be on a stage in front of people by myself in any capacity.
It feels good to move your body sometimes, even if it's silly.
Yeah.
And in front of strangers.
Yeah, I don't know if that feels good to me.
I do it at Baba's Sulky Lounge all the time.
Yeah, but you're drunk and there's other people. And yeah, no one's
you didn't
like
make
watching
rules about
just
being
you.
Drunk.
Yeah, I guess you
My
could be drunk.
My plan was just to take a couple shots and then go on the stage and then go and just bust a move.
Yeah, whether I'm singing or dancing, I would need to be drunk. You're right. Mm-hmm. And it's because that helps you mask.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was a fun little warm-up question. I thought there would be
I can't believe
more
we have
pondering.
Different answers. I thought for sure you were going to say dance.
I thought you were going to say sing.
When have you known me to sing?
On this podcast.
Oh,
you
yeah,
sing all the time.
Before the podcast.
You're a little songbird.
I get sing-songy every once in a while.
Yeah. So I could see you getting sing-songy. But I guess you also like a little dance.
I love a little dance.
Yeah. You're all about the little dance.
I'm a dancer at heart.
Yeah. Well, I'm very interested.
I wish I was a dancer. Never mind.
Continue.
At foot. Yes.
At body. I'm very interested to see what the listeners have to say about this question. Like, I'm wondering if it's going to be a 50-50 split, like you and I.
The polls always surprise me. You know, in our fire safety episode, we had like 49% said that they were fire safety experts.
Whoa.
I know.
That's a lot of
experts. I'm like, oh, shoot, should I even have had that episode if we're all experts here?
Yeah, they know it already.
They know.
All right. Well, this is a bagel bite, so we're trying to keep things short. So let's ponder on this question for 12 more minutes. No, let's get into those little plishes.
Little plishes. You went real high.
I couldn't. My voice cracked.
It's puberty round two, I guess.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm really
that's the
going
second time
through
that's
it.
Happened.
I know. Something's going on with my vocal cords. Things are changing.
Oh.
All right, Kristen, what did you accomplish?
I, this morning, watered my plants.
Yeah, you did.
They were thirsty, and I said, here you go.
Good job.
Yeah.
Howdy.
That's what I did.
I bet they were happy.
They were happy. It makes me happy that they're happy.
Proud of you.
Grace.
Yeah.
What did you accomplish?
I recycled a bunch of little glass jars that I was keeping for no reason.
Ooh, nice.
I was like, I'll use these, and I'm just
I keep saving pasta jars for you.
Yeah.
Do you need those?
Some, yes. Some,
okay.
No.
I have some. I should have brought them down.
I love
I
a jar.
I love a good jar. I can't throw away a jar, especially if it's a little one.
Same.
You're like, I could put so many things in here.
Yeah, but then I don't, and then I just literally have 200 little jars. So
it's a lot.
Yeah, I got rid of some little glass jars that I was keeping for no reason, and I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you.
I don't need that many jars, just some. Okay, so
like
always, this bagel bite is a bit of a smorg, although I do have a bit more of a focused part down below. But first, I wanted to read this little email that we got from a listener, Randy.
Randy!
Who wrote us with some balancing advice.
Ooh, yes. Okay, this will help with my dancing.
So it will. In preparation for this show that I'm
our talent
setting
show.
Up. Yeah, our talent show. It's just the two of us. 5 minutes each. No music. All right. Randy said, thank you for a great podcast. I just listened to episode 75 and I want and I wanted to share how I reduce my anxiety levels. I read in Dr. Halliwell's book, ADHD 2.0.
Great book. Yep, I have it.
That balance training reduces anxiety as the balance center is placed next to the amygdala. And when you train that area, it swells just like training muscles and reduces the amygdala and therefore reduces anxiety levels.
Ooh. That's why we have to go dance.
Yeah. Your cerebellum is where your balance is. So it strengthens your cerebellum. Randy says, I've tried his recommendations for standing on one leg with my eyes closed for 30 seconds, and I've reduced my anxiety levels a lot with some training, but still only 3 to 5 times a week in 2 to 3 months. Oh. I don't know the science or research, but it's very accessible. Keep up the amazing podcast. Love from Denmark.
Denmark.
Randy. So thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, I remember reading about that tip in ADHD 2.0, immediately forgot that I read it. But Randy, since you sent this email, I have been doing this before bed. I haven't gotten any better at it. I've been doing it for weeks. Like, you sent this email probably a month ago at this point. I've been doing it since I read your email a few times a week.
So here's my question. Do you do one leg for 30 seconds and then the other leg for 30 seconds? Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, only 30 seconds.
Well, maybe I should start doing
You got to close your eyes. But, oh my God, it is hard. I was like, 30
is
seconds.
It?
That's fine. Immediately tip over. Like, almost every single time. I've probably done it 15 times at this point.
Okay.
I literally don't think I've improved at all. Like, wow. I'm so bad at this.
I got to try this. Got to make a habit.
Yeah. I just do it before bed, like right when I'm about to get into bed. You know, I'm listening to my audiobook and I'll just try to do it. I think part of it is I have a lumpy floor. So try to find.
Yeah. You need a flat floor.
Well,
you have an old house and old houses have lumpy floors.
Yeah.
That's like a classic old house thing.
Yeah, lumpy floor. But yeah, try it out and see if, you know, see if it helps. See if you can get better at it and see if it helps with your anxiety. It's a really like easy way to work on your cerebellum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah. Thank you, Randy. Seriously.
Tell us how Denmark is.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, let us know. Things. And if you out there have any other balancing activities that are like short and sweet like that, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to say like, oh, just, you know, take up longboarding, get into juggling, work on your dance.
Hack that.
Do yoga. Yeah. But like standing on your foot for, you know,
a total of 1 minute.
Yeah. Is like a very easy thing. You could do it while you're brushing your teeth. You know, you could do whatever.
Easy.
Yep.
Not a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's the perfect blend.
And I want to know if people improve at it because seriously, I'm like, I feel like I should have been getting better at this by now and I'm really not at all.
Yeah. Randy, let us know if your balance has improved.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she said that it reduced her anxiety levels, but like you must also be then getting better at how long you can hold it, right? Let us know.
Let us know.
Let us know. Let us know. All right. And my other portion of this bagel bite is about eyeballs and being able to wink with one eye. Because our conversation in the binocular vision disorder episode inspired me to look into this. Because I was like, am I special for being able to wink with both eyes?
I think you are.
I'm special for lots of reasons. But it turns out that, yeah, I think I am. I guess it's more rare than I realize. So I'm sorry for attacking you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not as special as you that
yeah,
I can only
not.
Wink with one eye. Some people can't even wink with one eye.
I know.
I thought I was special for being able to wink with one eye.
Yeah, that's what I've learned. Apparently, Rihanna can't wink at all. So you're better than Rihanna. And I'm double better than Rihanna.
That will be our new slogan.
Yeah, better than Rihanna. In asterisks in one very specific way. All right, so I'm going to kind of talk about, you know, the whole winking with one eye thing. But first, Priscilla responded to our BVD episode. She's the one who initially inspired that episode because she said she talked about getting diagnosed with BVD. That kind of inspired me to do the episode. She responded again.
Yes.
She's amazing with even more information.
Yes.
I love getting her feedback on things. So I wanted to read that up top to just give you guys a little more info on it. She said, thanks for the shout out on this week's episode and love that y'all talked about BVD.
Yeah.
Grace, I would absolutely go see a specialist. You and I share so many symptoms. So I'm going to do that. So thank you for the encouragement. She said, I can't do swings, hammocks, a lot of yoga positions because they make me so nauseous. And I'm pretty
really?
Sure it's the BVD.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I also can't use binoculars. I can't focus or see when I try. I haven't tried with my new prisms, but I'm curious now. That's a good thought. Like,
Do they make prisms and contact lenses?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they do. So that's the only thing. You have to wear glasses. And like, could you, I wonder if they could make binoculars with prisms.
Ooh.
Otherwise,
those would be expensive. Yeah. I mean, binoculars are expensive anyway.
Yeah, but if you're a professional birder, it might be worth it. Never know.
It's true.
Although,
it's
would you become a professional birder if you couldn't use binoculars? Probably not. She said, and before my glasses, the thumb trick actually is a huge indicator.
Yeah.
Got it. I knew it. She said, when not wearing my glasses, my thumb, so that's where you hold your thumb out and you close one eye and then you close the other eye. And if the thumb is not just moving back and forth, but it's also moving kind of diagonal or up and down, that's an indicator that your eyes are misaligned. So like it should be moving back and forth a little bit, but it shouldn't
not up and down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember doing that.
So she said, when not wearing my glasses, my thumb moves up and to the left when my left eye is open. But when I'm wearing my glasses, they just shift slightly from side to side.
Oh my God.
So that's like ideally what your eyes should be doing.
Yeah.
And then she said, to anyone who wants to find a specialist, it can be tough to find a doctor, but the best way to find someone is to Google BVD doctor and then enter your state.
Oh, this is great advice.
Right? That's why I wanted to read it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really know how to direct people to find specialists because it does seem kind of tricky. But she said, so do like in quotes, BVD, end quotes, doctor, like Maine, for example, enter whatever state you're in. She said, make sure that the BVD is in quotes so it uses that as a keyword in your search. It's a little
biohacking
tip. Yeah, biohacking.
Except it's just computers.
So just knowing how to do a basic computer search.
Yeah.
Good computer search tip, though. She said, then call/email to get as much info from them as you can and see if you can book an appointment. And then she said, Vivid Vision Optometry on TikTok has a ton of great information, too. And
that's
I'll put that in the resources. Yeah. If you want to check them out on TikTok, that's another great resource.
Love TikTok.
I know, right?
Hope we get to keep it.
You can learn so much. So thank you, Priscilla, for your response to my response to your comment. That is super helpful information. And I hope that together we, you know, helped a few people, in addition to me, figure this out about themselves. So speaking of eyeballs and whether or not you can wink them, I wanted to talk a little bit about the science behind winking.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I want to know about it too.
Yeah, I bet you do. So.
I'm upset.
Well, that's why I'm here to set the record straight and let you know that you are right.
I want an apology.
But also, it's something that you can develop. So your inability to wink, it doesn't have to be that way. I'll tell you how. Stop trying. You're upsetting me. So apparently not everyone can wink. And more often than not, a person can only wink one eye comfortably.
Hey.
Yeah.
More often than not.
That's what I said.
You yelled at me for like a half hour.
Okay. It wasn't that long. You're exaggerating.
It felt like it.
I just didn't realize.
Sorry, I'm status quo.
It seems so easy and casual to
me. Oh, I'm Grace, and I'm just so easy for me to blink with both of my eyes individually. Yeah. Life is a dream.
It just, that's me. It just seems like that's how the eyes should work as the standard.
We're not chameleons.
Setting. But why wouldn't you be able to wink with both eyes?
It's hard thing to do. It's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time. It's hard.
Yeah, you can work on doing that, though.
Well, I didn't know you could work on it. I can do one eye. I can't do the other.
It's a facial muscle movement.
Well, you're a facial muscle movement.
I am a facial muscle movement. Good one. Grow up. So, apparently, if the ability to wink isn't genetic, so, like, I was reading this, and it made it sound, like, one article made it sound like it is genetic, but then everything else was like, no, it's not. So, I don't think it is genetic.
Pure skill.
If the ability to wink isn't genetic, then families can't transfer the ability to wink to their offspring because winking is an acquired skill and not a genetic skill. Which is interesting because, like, okay, if it's an acquired skill, but I can just do it, like, I don't remember practicing. So I was just born. I guess it's like how people can be born athletic or they can develop their athleticism.
You're athletic with your eyes.
I'm just a natural athlete.
Natural.
When it comes
to
winking.
A natural winker.
Yeah. So I was reading an article from allaboutvision.com called Winking, Why We Do It, What Winking Means. They have this whole weird
thing
about.
Means you're flirting with someone, right?
Depends on the culture.
Oh, okay.
So I will tell you.
Tell me, please.
All right. So the act of winking involves contracting.
Contracting.
Why did I say contracting?
That was a weird
syllable. I don't know why.
Emphasis.
Yeah. Involves contracting the orbicularis oculi muscle,
yes,
which receives signals from the facial motor nucleus. If the connection between these two hubs is too weak, then no amount of practice will pay off with a successful wink. It's impossible. So it seems like it can be learned, but certain people can also just like the connection is too weak where they literally wouldn't be able to wink no matter how much practicing they did. So I do think for some people that is the case where that connection between the muscle and the facial motor nucleus just like can't make this happen. But for most people, it's an acquired skill, so you can learn how to do it. I told you to stop practicing. Okay. I'm going to give you a tip on how to do it.
Okay.
I have tips on how to practice. No.
Am I doing it now?
No, you're not. You're closing both your eyes.
It's close.
So being able to wink with one eye but not the other is referred to as ocular dominance. So you have ocular dominance.
I have ocular dominance.
Whereas I'm ambiocular.
Oh, is that a real term?
No,
oh,
but
because that sounds sound really nice? Cool.
Right? I am
ambidocular.
Ambiocular.
Ambiocular.
Yeah, right?
Sounds like a supervillain name.
Yeah. It just means I can wink with both eyes.
Yeah.
It's not very impressive. So someone on Reddit says, for like how to practice, it says you can learn to move nearly every part of your face independently, but only with diligence. Diligence.
Oh, diligence.
If you already know how to wink one eye, you know how the muscles feel during a wink. You will just need to practice strengthening those muscles on the other side now. Try squeezing your eyes shut. Doing this over and over will help you strengthen those muscles. You can practice holding the right side of your face still with your hands while you squeeze to get used to using the left muscles independently. So like hold your right eye open.
That's what I was just doing.
And then try squeezing both of them, but hopefully only one will close. That looks crazy.
I'm doing it.
Do that alone. Don't do that in front of me. And they ended their comment with, in summation, just practice, yo. Which made me laugh, so I had to include that.
All right. I like this guy.
Right? So yeah, I guess you can practice. And I was reading a study on, you know, they had, that's so upsetting and distracting. Stop doing that. Practice alone in the bathroom.
I'm trying to keep up with the episode.
Scary. So
I feel like Popeye.
You look like Popeye. But they, you know, I was reading a study about people who can wink with both eyes versus can only wink with one eye. And they're talking about like teaching the people how to wink. And throughout the study, like most people were able to learn how to wink. And then they were like looking at what area of the brain it activates and blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to go into all that.
That's too much.
But I want to talk about winking in different cultures. And then I wanted to talk about eye dominance. So in different cultures, Western culture winks require more context than in other cultures because they can mean anything from flirtation or encouragement to mockery or malice. For instance, after the Civil War, cadets at West Point Military Academy used winking to help each other cheat on tests. I don't know what that means. I don't know how.
Okay.
These days, winking is used in American sports to communicate specific instructions to teammates. I don't know if they're talking about like batting coaches, like base coaches,
or
like tugging your ear and winking three times.
I don't really watch American sports.
No.
Or sports in general, so.
Yeah. But it's like mostly a flirtation thing.
I thought it was
here.
A flirtation
it
thing.
Is.
Yeah, apparently we have a whole like Morse code of winking.
Yeah, that they're using to cheat
didn't
on
know
tests.
That.
But yeah, I would say generally.
Or when you're being sarcastic and you
yes.
do a big wink.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's, yeah, I would say it's like sarcasm or flirtation. Like
but also, who in this day and age is seriously winking at someone to flirt with them?
Lots of people.
Let me know.
I think lots of people.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever winked at someone to flirt with them?
No, I've done it as a joke.
I've done it as a joke. I don't
think. But then men think you're serious. And they're like, hey. I'm like, oh, no,
really?
I was just joking. Yeah.
I'm going to try this. I'm going to go wink at Christopher tonight.
I'll wink at like a friend from across the bar to be like, hey. Wait.
Yeah, but
you know?
silly.
Yeah, I don't do it seriously.
You're not seriously like, hey, winky. Wink, wink, wink.
No, I remember my terrible sociopath ex-boyfriend would do it, I think, to
ugh.
Be serious. And it was always, like, really cringy.
I've been winked
you
at
hear that,
by
you fucker?
You've old men patients
ew.
Who are trying to flirt with me as I'm like picking off their toes.
Ew. Yeah, I think it's an old man thing.
Yeah.
When I think about it.
But I've never been, besides that, I've never been like seriously winked at.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I don't know if I have either other than that.
Let us know.
Where's
the fact? Have you been seriously winked at in some sort of form of flirtation?
And have you seriously winked at someone?
And then did it work?
Yeah. How'd it turn out?
Yeah.
Let us know. All right. So then in other places, in Latin America, a stupid article, keeping things simple and steamy, winking is used exclusively to communicate romantic or sexual interest.
Ah, okay.
So like in Latin America, you wouldn't want to wink when you're being sarcastic because they would just take that purely as sexual interest.
God, that's not on the brochures.
Yeah, I know. They should include that.
They should.
In West Africa, in Nigeria, for example, it is a sign of disrespect for a child to be in the same room as a guest. So parents will wink at the child to dismiss them from the room when visitors are present.
Oh, can we adopt that?
Isn't that interesting?
I think that's great.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about kids shouldn't be in the same room as a guest is like a standard rule.
And then you
rule.
Just like wink at them aggressively. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Get the fuck.
Be like, you joking or do you really want me to leave, you know?
Get out of here.
Wink,
I can
wink.
See. Wink, wink.
Yeah, you can see why, like how confusing these things can be that are just like totally opposite in other cultures.
Interesting.
I know. I thought this was really interesting.
All right.
And if you live in any of these places, please let me know whether this is correct. If you have more input on what winking means in your culture, like I'm very interested by this. And, you know, hopefully this information is correct. This is just what I'm being told. So if it's different, please let us know at weirdsofafeather@gmail.com. In India, there's a fine line for winking in Indian culture. Mm-hmm. It's seen as a sly or flirtatious act when done between husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend. But as inappropriate or insulting if done to someone you're not in a relationship
with. I'm never going to wink again. I don't know the context anymore.
Yeah, inappropriate.
Confused.
Or not. I mean, you can only wink with one side anyway, so. All right. Australia, taking a sharp turn in meaning, winking in Australian culture is considered rude and too suggestive, especially when done by a man to a woman, which is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, if I'm in a bar and a random man winks at me, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah.
But like, what the fuck are you winking at?
But I feel like it, you know, it wouldn't be seen quite that extreme here in America. Like, I'm thinking, you know, you're at the bar and you got a drink from the bartender. And like, as he gives it to you, he like gives you a little like wink and then like goes off like,
I would be like, did you put something in this? That would be my first question. Should I not drink this?
Yeah, I think I would just think he was, like, flirting with me. I don't know if I jumped to he roofied me.
That would be my first thing. I would dump it out. I wouldn't dump it out, but I'd probably, like, leave it in the bathroom.
No, you wouldn't. You'd drink it.
What
if he was cute?
I don't give a shit what he looks like. If he roofied my drink, I don't want to drink it.
What if it's a woman? What if a woman?
Well, a woman would never roofie me because that's... Well, they could, but probably won't.
They probably won't.
Statistically, they're not going to roofie me.
All right, would you interpret it if a woman gave you a drink and as she's giving it to you, she like gives you like a little wink?
I would say...
Or what if you're like, thank you, and they're like, no problem, wink. Wouldn't that be kind of cute?
Either that or she has something in her eye. You need a tissue?
You're so autistic. All right.
I don't have my eye drops on me. I'm sorry. Well, I could go to CVS across the street.
You're a bad person to talk this through with because you are notoriously bad at flirting and bad at picking up on flirting.
Yeah. It's like my greatest weakness.
Yes.
If I was a superhero, that would be my kryptonite.
Yeah.
Social context.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When flirting.
Yeah. That would be the end of you. Well, I should have this conversation with someone who's not you.
Yeah. He's just really into my Lord of the Rings fan theory. That's what it is.
Yeah, that must be it. Yeah.
Must be it.
Yeah, like I would think it was maybe like, you know, I would definitely be like, that's pretty bold of you. Like if it was a man doing it, I'd be like, that's pretty bold of you. But like, I guess it could be, you know, kind of like cute. But I guess in Australia, it's like very suggestive, you know? Like I don't take it as like an inherently like, yeah, I want to fuck you type of thing here, you know? Whereas it seems like in Australia, it's like, purely what that is. I don't know. Let us know. Australian listeners.
Yeah, we have a lot of Australian listeners. Yeah. Let us know.
They love us down under.
Are you winking over there?
Yep.
You not winking? What's happening?
All right. And then in Asian cultures, some Asian cultures, it's very vague. Asia's a very large area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird that they just kind of like blanketed.
Yeah. I'm guessing like Eastern Asian countries.
Yeah. Okay.
So winking is considered a vulgar gesture in Asian cultures. So unless you're looking for a fight, keep your winks to yourself.
I'll rip that wink off your face.
I'll shove that wink where the sun don't shine. All right. And then I just wanted to end it real quickly with how to identify your dominant eye.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can only wink with one eye, the eye you can wink with, that must be your dominant eye.
Yeah, right? My left eye is dominant, which is weird because I'm a righty.
Yeah. So your dominant eye is the eye that provides a slightly greater degree of input to the visual part of your brain. It also more accurately relays information about the location of objects. Most of the time, the term dominant eye is used when describing the normal visual condition in which the two eyes function as well as a team.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. I'm just trying to figure out my dominant eye. Continue.
Okay. All right. So it says like one, if both of the eyes are working normally as a team, one eye is simply the leading or preferred eye. But sometimes dominant eye is used to describe the normally sighted and functioning eye in dysfunctional cases of amblyopia and strabismus. This is strabismus. And those are, I think, lazy eye and
amblyopia.
What is that one?
Didn't we just over
that?
Yes,
we just talked about it. I don't know. Different problems. It's BVD is binocular vision dysfunction, is different forms of eye misalignment. So here is a simple dominant eye test to determine which eye is your preferred eye.
So, amblyopia is a lazy eye.
Okay.
Then what's a
And strabismus is...
where the eyes do not properly align with each other when looking at an object.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So eye misalignment, essentially.
Mm.
So the dominant eye is like more meaningful if you do have this BVD problem because your dominant eye is going to be the one that's like your strong eye. So like Priscilla was talking about how sometimes because you get headaches and tension and everything from BVD, she was talking about how covering one eye while she's watching TV or whatever can like take away some of those headaches and strain. Mm. So you would probably want to cover your non-dominant eye and just use your dominant eye to look out of for a while.
Oh, maybe it's my right eye that's dominant.
Well,
I don't know anymore.
I know. We tried to do this test earlier and Kristen couldn't figure it out. And it's not something I can do for you. So.
I need help.
All right. So this is how it says a simple dominant eye test, but
okay.
Kristen struggles.
It's not.
I think Ian did just fine. And
well,
he was like, oh, it's this eye.
I'm not Ian.
No, you're very much not. So this is how to determine which eye is your preferred eye or your dominant eye. So extend your arms out in front of you. Create a triangular opening between your thumbs and forefingers.
All
right. As if it's like the Illuminati symbol, right?
Yeah, Illuminati.
By placing your hands together at a 45-degree angle. With both eyes open, center this triangle opening on a distant object, such as a wall clock or a doorknob. So find an object and kind of make a frame around it with your triangle. So then...
got it.
You're going to close your left eye.
Yeah.
If the object stays centered, your right eye, the one that's open, is your dominant eye.
Oh.
If the object is no longer framed by your hands, your left eye is your dominant eye.
I need someone to come close my right eye.
I'll do that for you later. I was doing that for you earlier. And you still couldn't figure it out.
I couldn't figure it out. Well, I got it now.
Well,
I know what I'm doing.
So you can also use the thumb thing because, you know, that is a problem where if you're using both your hands and you can't close one of your eyes at a time, then you're not going to be able to do this test. So another way to do it, if you're like Kristen and you can't wink.
Sorry, I'm not an expert winker.
You're not, but you could be.
Just mediocre winker.
Guess you should practice. So another way to do it, extend one arm out, holding the thumb of that hand in an upright position, keeping both eyes open and focused on a distant object, superimpose your thumb on that object. So kind of like cover that object up with your thumb. And it's not going to like cover it perfectly, but, you know, get as close as you can.
It's just like, do I focus on my thumb or on the object?
I think you're going to focus on your thumb. Yeah.
So if I focus on the object, I'm seeing like double thumbs.
Yeah. So focus on the thumb.
Which, is that normal?
I don't know. Yeah.
Am I supposed to have double thumbs?
Holy shit, you have double thumbs. Now I know what you mean where, you want to focus on the thumb. Because if you try to look past it on the object, your vision does kind of go like double almost. So you're going to alternate closing one eye at a time.
Yeah.
So just like kind of the test that shows it whether the thumb moves like a crazy amount up or down.
Yeah.
So the eye that keeps your thumb directly in front of the object while the other eye is closed is your dominant eye. So if you're, if you're holding your thumb out.
I got it now.
You close. So for me, when I close my right eye.
Look at you winking away.
Look at me. I'm just showing
off. Get your winks out. Yeah. No, you're jealous? I am jealous. You're just like, and then close this side and then close the other. Casually. Simple.
Yeah.
Easy. Wink, wink, wink.
Easy. Suck it, Rihanna. So for me, I am left eye dominant. So when I close my right eye and I'm just using my left eye, my thumb is still over the object, like when my both eyes are open. But when my left eye and just have my right eye open, then my thumb moves like a crazy amount away
I
from
see.
The object.
Okay. Now that I have the official instructions.
Right? You got it?
I got it now. Yeah. I am right eye dominant.
Okay. And I am left eye dominant.
Well.
And it's not always aligned with your hand dominance because they're different pathways and everything, but there does seem to be a big correlation. Like I'm left-handed and left eye dominant, but it said like, so 90% of people are right-handed and 2/3 of people are right eye dominant. So there's like more variation in which eye is your dominant eye. And lastly, why is this important? Why does it matter which eye is your dominant eye? So on top of like what we talked about, where if you do have BVD, you know, it could be that you're kind of using that one dominant eye to see out of, and then your other eyes kind of having to like adapt to it. And that can cause a lot of eye strain and everything. But also when it comes to things like shooting, photography, and sports, this can really matter. Like shooting guns or shooting, I guess, like a bow and arrow probably.
Oh.
Russ, let us know about this, about your dominant eye.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's really into archery. So
right.
If you're having trouble hitting moving targets with your rifle or, you know, whatever, your bow and arrow, your blowgun, it could be that you have crossed eye dominance.
Or that you're really bad at that sport.
Yeah, either way. No, blame it on your eyes because that's easier.
It's my eyes.
So this means that your dominant eye and dominant hand are on opposite sides of your body.
So now you need reverse prisms.
Yes. No, you just like have to. So like, for example, if you're right-handed and therefore right-shouldered when you're shooting, but you have a dominant left eye, like it just, it's harder.
You're not, your aim.
It's harder to line up your shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're trying to like close your dominant eye and use your non-dominant eye to look, that's going to be harder and you're not like lining it up properly. So like being aware of it can help you correct those adjustments and improve your shooting accuracy. And other things like, you know, using a telescope, like photography where you're only having one eye up to it, you're going to obviously want to use your dominant eye.
Right.
And same with, you know, things
correct.
Like... Yes. You're right. You got me.
I'm correct.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's lots of other implications for like plenty of different sports that I'm just like not thinking of right now. But there can be implications of that. And knowing which eye is your dominant eye can be very helpful if you're doing anything that requires you to close one eye, essentially. And that's it. That was my little bagel bite.
Well, this has been a very satisfying bagel bite.
Because I told you that you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I thought you'd like it. That's
yes.
why I did
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
You deserve your day in the sun, even if you can't wink both your eyes. So I...
Both my eyes open.
In conclusion, I'm a very special girl. You need to work on your winking.
I need to work on my winking.
Yeah. And we want to know... Stop doing that. If only we had video footage of you doing
I know.
That.
This would be a great one for video.
Yeah. People would really love to see this. Yeah. Keep practicing. You got
I'm
it.
I'm going to practice. I'm going to practice.
Yeah. Work on learning those muscles. And if you out there, if you can't wink with both your eyes... Work on it and let us know if you improve because I'm very
you're
curious.
You're not alone is
yeah,
what she
you're
meant
not,
to say.
Yeah.
You're not alone if you can't wink with both your eyes.
Just get better at it.
Just be yourself. Who gives a shit? Because if you go to Australia, no one wants you to wink anyway.
Yeah. But what if you need to flirt?
Aggressively? No.
In America, what if you need to be flirtatious?
There's a lot of different ways to do that.
What if they can only see your eyes and you need to somehow convey
what a situation
with both eyes at different times.
What is this like this is a very like Phantom of the Opera issue.
Yeah, yeah.
It's he has a mask and you can only see his eyes.
Exactly. It's a very specific situation, but one that could happen. It could happen.
Most certainly doesn't need to happen though.
Yeah, winking really doesn't matter. I don't know. And that's it. If you want more of this, you can follow.
And who doesn't?
Yeah, because this is very informative. You just learned a lot. If you can follow us on Instagram at Weirds of a Feather. You can join our Facebook group. You can find more episodes and rate, review, and subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, other
places, wherever
you
get your podcast. And we're only accepting 5 out of 5 stars or whatever the top number is.
Yes, give us that. Or don't give us anything. Keep your thoughts to yourself.
Yes.
Inside thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/weirdsofafeather. And all that money just goes back into making the podcast and bringing you more high quality content like this.
More about winking.
More.
If you need more winks in your life.
We got it. Yeah. So practice in the mirror. Let us know how it goes. I believe in you. I'm excited for you on this
journey.
Share
your results.
Yeah. Yeah. Send us a little video of you winking.
Yeah.
And then
I'd
we'll
love
be like,
to see that.
What the fuck? This is so aggressively flirtatious, you know? And then we'll remove you from Instagram.
Blocked. No, we would never.
No, send us your flirtatious
winks. I'll love to see a flirtatious wink because I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah. No, you don't.
If someone can tell me the difference between a flirty wink and a sarcastic wink by showing me. I would love to see that.
Yeah, we can use it as a learning module for Kristen.
Kristen learns.
Yeah, Kristen learns about flirting. All right, and that's it.